Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, you are our fashion guru. And the biggest talker today, by the way, text away. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? 651-461-9226. The biggest talker fashion-wise is the Melania hat, the Hamburglar hat.
100%.
Yep. Now, a lot of people love it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's distinctive.
Distinctive.
Right?
Mm.
She's beautiful. She's a model. By the way, the fashion magazines, which are run by the lefties, didn't put her on their magazines during the first term for only one reason. They don't like Trump.
Yeah.
Right? That's it.
Yeah.
Because she's an elegant, distinctive-looking woman, and most first ladies are on various covers. What did you think of the hat, pro or con?
I'm going to say pro. I thought it was sharp,
okay.
Crisp. It was a little bit of a – there was a moment, Chad, when President Trump went in for a little kiss and he got sort of stopped by the hat.
The hat deflected.
He got the Mutombo. The brim of the hat said, you're not getting
in here. Is that maybe part of the reason why the hat was used today?
It is hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to tell. But it does seem like Melania Trump, from the little bit I've researched on her.
Digging? Were you digging?
I was digging.
Digging.
That she has seen.
We're going to use that a lot.
She seems to be more accepting of her role. And this is purely 30,000.
Why? Because she signed a $40 million deal with Amazon and they're doing a documentary on her.
Ah,
that was announced a few weeks ago. Because
I missed that.
Before she wasn't around Donald at all. But now, what? If I act like I care for this guy and I go to the White House and they're shooting pictures and video of us all the time? And she doesn't get all the $40 million, but a lot of it. So that's why she's doing this.
Wow.
Because all the reporting was for multiple years that if he wins, there's 0% chance she's going back.
Yeah.
And now when there's a documentary on her, when it's worth $40 million from Jeff Bezos, all of a sudden, I'm right there.
She was. Done a couple interviews. She's like, I'm here. Now I know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, that's something. You know who else? We're going to switch gears with outfits.
Yeah.
The vice president's wife.
Yeah.
It looked amazing.
That was
just
great.
A beautiful, elegant, soft. Mm-hmm. I mean, Melania's the hat and the black was a little sharp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Distinctive, but sharp. Whereas the vice president's wife was much more subdued.
Yeah.
I think subdued is, I don't think you stand out. We were trying to figure out who is the woman in the front row.
I didn't see who you were referring to.
She had a fuchsia, pink, very bright pink outfit, sort of in the sea of dark.
I wish it was still on.
Yeah.
Maybe a texter will tell you.
Tell me who his secretary, his chief of staff is, the woman from Florida.
She's the one who ran his campaign.
Yeah.
She's been tied to Florida politics for a long time. She's well respected by both sides of the aisle for the discipline.
Right.
Was able to kind of let his nonsense or his anger or some of the ideas that she didn't like go in one ear out the other. Now, he's always his campaign chief. He's always his chief of staff. But she was well regarded. Mm. So he went through a lot of chief of staffs. Last time, I think Democrats feel like they can chat with her.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, because clearly, like we just were watching Cash Patel speaking, buckle up for that one, baby. Just buckle them up tight with Cash as the FBI guy. But she's been around, and there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who give her praise.
I just can't remember if that was her. I didn't recognize her well enough. I don't know how short she is because this was a very short woman. Should I start with my overrated, underrated?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to the date.
Okay.
Let's just get to the headline right
you
here.
You want the date first?
Yeah, your coffee date.
I had
yesterday.
A coffee date, which my coffee date called it an encounter. He said, I don't call this a date. I call this an encounter. So first of all, I told him.
I might have walked right then.
Dave, I did.
Dave, when he starts saying it's not a date, it's an encounter.
Do you mean, sir? I think
it was properly rated. I'm giving it the rating, first of all. Maybe even a little underrated because he was very funny. I will tell you, and I told him that I was going to talk about him.
Oh, okay.
Because I said, hey, is there a chance you could give me some clearance and let me talk a little bit about our experience here? Because he listens.
Oh.
He said, Chad Hartman. I'm like, yes, Chad Hartman and I discuss my dating life on 50,000 watts.
Well, I'm on record. I don't like this encounter phrase.
Okay. Well, it was fine. It didn't bother me. We for an hour, we went to a coffee shop in Hopkins.
Hour. That's good.
1 hour, I mean, he was very conversational.
That's great.
Very interesting background. He was born in Nicaragua.
Oh, fascinating.
And he left the country when the trouble started in the 80s. He moved to Milwaukee, went to UW-Milwaukee, has a master's degree from St. Thomas. A lot of good stuff on paper.
Sounds great.
Pretty good teeth.
Bank account?
You know, I brought it up, and his eyes sort of got a little look of being afraid.
Yeah.
And I said, it's just a joke. I said, I don't care what's your 401k. It's really, I don't. I have money. I do. I have money. I don't need some man to take care of me.
I do. I wasn't going that far. I think you care a little. Not a lot.
You care that you want the man to be able to take care of himself.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, for example, this person that we're speaking of has had a couple of different dates. And encounters. And those encounters, the woman has basically said, he said, they're quick to want to marry. They're quick to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have on your profile, want to travel. And he'll say, okay.
That's a lot on your first encounters.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
We're going to travel.
Yeah. I mean, this is. And so I'm just.
Can we at least mention his first name?
It's very distinct.
Okay.
Jeb.
Jeb.
J-E-B. Yeah.
Jeb Bush? Is that it?
Yep. It's Jeb. Jeb Bush.
Wow,
I'm dating Jeb
right
Bush.
Before the inauguration.
Anyway, it was really nice.
Good.
Hats off to him. I also was quite honest and said, you're not going to be the first encounter, just so you know. I'm not deciding now. I'll be interviewing.
You're not the only encounter?
I said I'm going to be interviewing a lot of candidates.
Okay, so for you, it's an interview. For him, it's an encounter. Okay. Did you eat or just coffee?
I had a scone. He had a hot chocolate near and dear to your heart.
I love this guy.
This guy's
so
a winner.
Outside of the encounters.
He's a little, I don't care. He's a little skinny, and I'm a little, my bottom could be smaller these days. I'm a little, I got a couple extra.
You're fine. You look excellent.
You guys.
You look
excellent. You're so sweet. Anyway, but we're going to go out again sometime.
Okay.
I did. It was pretty clear.
Is this a date or is this another encounter?
No, he said the second time it's a date.
Okay.
I know. All right. Well, fine.
Interesting.
Yes. Anyway.
Okay. If you stay in Hopkins, go to my buddy Michael Shaughnessy's restaurant, Pink Ivy.
Oh. It's
fantastic.
I love it.
Pink, right. Listeners, Pink Ivy.
Pink Ivy, that'll be our next
Hopkins.
Date.
It's great.
We'll do it.
Okay, so we're a little late already. Can you just run through?
I can do one more probably good.
Yeah. Okay.
Underrated, and I bring this up because I think both of you gentlemen are going to think I'm insane, but that's not anything new.
We're already there.
And this is also one of those Susie-isms that people might go, "Gal, you really are kind of a ding-dong."
Ding-dong.
Underrated is a remote car starter.
Oh, no. No, that's I don't have one. But
it's like today, that's very underrated.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I have had one on my keychain for as long as I've owned the car.
Oh, and you didn't
and
realize
today, it? I looked at it, and I'm like, I wonder if that's a...
Okay, wait a second.
I wonder
wait
if that's... I swear to God.
Wait a second. You've had it? How long have you had this car for? Wait a second. I would accept this if you got it Friday.
I didn't even want to tell you.
If she got it Friday.
So no, no. I've had the car for 2 years.
2 years?
I knew if I told you guys
I knew. That is so... What did you think it was for?
I don't know. Just a little blue thing with a key on it. I'm like, I wonder what that is.
Oh, I got a bonus button here. So what? Did you inadvertently hit it?
I did, and I pushed... I hit the lock, and then the blue one, doop, and then boom, boom, and it started in my driveway.
Okay, but it sounds like there was intent. How did you finally realize that this button... started the car.
I kind of feel like I'm such a ditz. Maybe I kind of knew it, but today it was so freaking cold out.
Did you just said I was so cold out? I'm gonna start experimenting with these other buttons.
I thought there's my car out there. I look out the front window of my kitchen. I see it's all like looks like a frozen ice cube.
Yeah.
And I see the blue button, and I'm like, I wonder if I can start that.
This could be a side topic, by the way. Keep the text coming on over it. Be honest. Tell me something you discovered about your life like a year or two late. Like, you can't believe you didn't realize it.
Why haven't I been doing this?
I mean, wait a second. I'm divorced. I didn't realize that. What else did you discover way too late, like Susie and the car starter? That's tremendous. That's so good.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed, but now I'm going to turn it over to you fellas and the listeners to say what they're overrated.
Well, you're staying.
I know. I'm not going anywhere.
We got to pause. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're right in the middle of an encounter with Susie. I'm going to look at your text in a little
bit.
Yes. 651-41.
What?
461-9226. We'll get back to the inauguration. We mainly have talked inauguration today, rightfully so.
Yeah.
We have a 47th president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Yep.
I'll repeat what I said earlier. I didn't vote for him. I didn't give a split second of consideration voting for him. But I hope he proves me wrong, and I hope he's the best president we've ever had.
I do too.
I'm gonna judge him by what he does and what he says too. I'm probably not gonna react to as much of the Twitter nonsense as I did the first time.
Mm.
But it's up to him, you know, and we'll see where it goes. But we'll get back to that in about 10. Dave, what do you have?
How about let's start with this one? An underrated learning while you're young is underrated.
Yeah.
We had the kids out to Buck Hill on Saturday. And for my 8-year-old, she had skied before.
400 below, and let's take the kids out to Buck
Hill. It was cold.
Saturday. It was fine. It was fine. It was chilly, but it was fine. The 8-year-old has skied before, but it was kind of a refresher. We got them each lessons just to stay out there for an hour, hour and a half. And
mm-hmm.
That's all right. We weren't going to ski the whole day. So a refresher for her. But for the 4-year-old, it was her first time on skis. And she killed it. It is now her favorite thing to do in the entire world.
Wow.
The instructor couldn't believe
Vaughn.
It was only
Buck Hill.
She had never been on skis before.
Wow.
And I will say it's the importance of learning while you're young because you can have those moments. And you can have moments similar to a person who is next to us, my wife and I, as we were standing watching this lesson take place on the hill, who we couldn't help but overhear the phone conversation she was having with what appeared to be a friend of hers.
Mm-hmm.
You're
snooping.
It was loud, and once you heard the part
What'd
of the conversation, you couldn't help but snoop.
Okay, go ahead.
Because she was clearly out there with a significant other who had gone back up the hill while she was taking a little break for the phone call.
My God, what'd she say?
I feel so bad because so-and-so really loves this bleep. I mean, like, really loves it. And I am so bleeping horrible at it, and I bleeping hate it, and I think this is... We witnessed what was going to be the beginning of a breakup.
Yeah.
Dead serious.
Yeah.
This person said, you know what? They might need somebody different than me because I just can't be that person.
Wow. Did you warn the guy when he came back? Hey, dude.
Yeah. What?
Get a
tissue. What is your responsibility, Dave Harrigan?
See, I know you don't know me, but I just heard
your man card. Your man to man. I just want to tell you. I got a divorce attorney for you. Start working ahead.
No, my move was instead actually to grab Lindsay, who was on my left on the opposite side of the phone person, and I said, hey, switch sides with me. You got to hear this.
You guys, little gossip mongers. That's funny. Well, good on her for loving skiing. That's a fun thing. My mom made us learn how to ski at Theodore Worth Park. Yeah. When we were little.
You're bearing the lead, Susie. I got to be a news person. I mean, yes, she does. I think the lead was...
That he oversaw, was about to see.
I hate my husband, and I'm dumping him. That was the lead,
Do you think it was a husband or was it a boyfriend?
No, I think it was a boyfriend-girlfriend situation.
Less important.
But it's been a good run.
Been a good run.
I started at Teddy Worth also, and I'm... below mediocre as a skier. I'll just be honest.
I forgot to tell you guys something. Can I interject?
Sure. Let's go ahead.
I have wanted to skate forever. And
today would be a great day.
No, not a great day. But on the day before this all came, it was about 30 degrees out.
Yep.
I rented skates in Edina by myself.
La-di-da.
At the Centennial Lakes.
Oh, that's a beautiful place. I see all those videos all the time.
anyway, I did it. And I was terrified. I thought I'm going to break a hip. And my legs hurt, my shins hurt, and my feet hurt. But I took breaks. And by the end, I'm like, oh, my God, I totally remember how to skate. And I was going.
Bravo.
So anyway, I'm doing that again after it gets to 30 again.
By the way, this is the most important text that I want to read.
Oh.
This is Jeb. I was the one who had the encounter with Chris Jones.
Oh.
I'm willing to call in and discuss.
That's a lie.
You'll have to check the number after. You'll have to check. But
wow.
We don't have time. But if it is Jeb.
Okay.
And you said he listens, so it's possible. And you have your second encounter. I think both of you should come on.
Okay. That's the prerequisite.
Okay.
Okay.
What else do you have, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Let's call this my underrated agility.
Okay.
In the face of overrated lack of awareness.
Hmm.
A couple days, I think it was Friday. Yes, it was Friday. I was running multiple errands, as we like to say on this show. Multiple errands.
Yeah. All right. I deserve that.
And I had to stop home quick. Had to stop home just to drop something off and hop back in the car. So I pull into the driveway, door goes up, wife's car is already in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Just need to hop out, run, grab something, come back in. I forgot to put the car in park.
Okay.
As I hop out and start running forward, I realize the car is running with me.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
But I'm telling you, I am quick like a cat. Because this is where the underrated agility comes back in.
Is anyone else in the car as it's moving?
Okay. Just me.
And did you hit your wife's car?
I came probably 6 inches away.
Woo!
But the underrated agility was getting back
another
around that wide-open door.
Man, you're a ding-dong, too.
That wide-open door.
I've never felt so good about myself.
Right? Chad's like, I am put together, baby.
Oh, I dodged a big bullet.
I guess
how,
so.
Okay, what sort of distance are we talking?
It probably started about 6, 7, 8 feet. I mean, there was plenty. But, you know, once you let your foot off the brake.
Goes quick.
It does go quick. But I felt like my ability to scream a curse word, run around the open door and hop in and hit the brake.
Oh, my God.
Was underrated. And now nobody has to know.
God, that's good.
That's funny.
I'll just go quick because I want to get to, because yours all were so good. I went to the ice maze.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday, and it's underrated. It's excellent.
Where is it?
It's Viking Stadium, TCO.
Oh, okay.
Right? And it was windy. Late Friday.
Picked up.
Not as cold as now. And so Quinny, as we were getting the tickets, wasn't real thrilled as we had to wait to get the tickets. And I'll say this to the folks at TCO. You might want to have that microphone work when they're talking to you. So that part wasn't good because we had to get the tickets. With my email fiasco that's taking place. And the individual was so nice trying to help, but it was like a drive through. I'm like, what's that? I don't understand. And I go, how do we do this? So she was trying, and two people tried. They were very helpful. Once in, the maze is cool. It's worth it. They've got warm.
Is it freezing in there?
Well, I mean, it's not a lot warmer, but because
the wind
wasn't affecting us as much down there.
Mm.
The maze is cool. You can play a game and take pictures and stuff. Food trucks. It was fun.
Good.
All right. Q really liked it.
I'm happy you got out of the maze.
But I will say this. There was a brief one-minute moment
where I thought, oh,
where
my
I'm
God.
Like,
I might die here.
I've tried two ways. I asked somebody, two people asked me.
Oh, no.
Because I think at the end, when it's this cold, you're like, is this the way? Is this the way? And then the one person I asked didn't care at all. I don't know.
You know, jerk.
You know,
I hope he died.
It wasn't like we were going to, you know, perish in there because it's, you know, there's a lot of people around us.
Mm.
But how people dress when it's really cold.
Oh, my goodness.
Is moronic.
Yes.
Okay. It just is moronic. And yes, more often is younger individuals. But I would say there was a half dozen kids, and it's temperatures dropping, and it's blowing like 30 miles an hour.
just wearing a sweatshirt and sweatpants. Not shorts. I thought shorts might be a possibility. You're fools. And then here's the other one. I saw at least five parents bringing children probably under the age of 4 months.
Oh, yeah. I see tiny babies.
What are you doing?
I know.
Stay home, man. Mm. Don't go out. When it's that cold, I get it. I was there, not once, not twice, three times. And it's even harder when you have two of them, and it's even harder when you have three, and you feel like we never can go somewhere. But when it's this cold,
yeah,
and your child is 3 months, or even a little bit older, and you got him in the kind of the papoose, right in front of you,
mm-hmm.
And so they're the lead. They're deflecting the wind for you.
That's why you bring them.
That's not why you bring them.
Babies freeze them.
The baby deflector is not what you should do.
No.
So
that's a big one for me, especially and too when it's hot. When you see a super tiny little baby when it's 106 outside, you're like, God.
Chappelle's stand-up, his monologue was brilliant, also on SNL.
17 minutes. When's the last time that's happened?
I watched it, and I assume when he was as well-dressed as he was and he had the cigarette and he had the seat, I thought, this is going to take a
while. We're going to be here.
We're going to be here a while, but he is one of the four or five funniest human beings that has ever walked the planet, so I was all in. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he said, but he's brilliant. Mm. He just is. Thank you.
Yes, have a lovely afternoon.
You guys were tremendous in that segment.
My car is on the street. Today I'm going to hit my button.
Well, and if Dave's car was on the street, he'd be moving right now. All right, before we look at your texts and your calls, our friends at the Minnesota Ice Festival are giving you a winter staycation. You can go to WCCORadio.com/contests and click on the Minnesota Ice Festival staycation, the contest link, for your chance to score a one-night stay for up to four at the Hampton Inn in Eagan. Plus, you get a $100 gift card for your group to have food at a nice restaurant in the area, Burgers and Bottles. Sounds fun to me. I told you I brought Q on Friday. We had fun. For all the information, WCCORadio.com/contests. Okay. Calls are coming in. Dave's lining them up. What gives you the most optimism about the next 4 years? What makes you most pessimistic about the next 4 years? First text. His chief of staff, this is from a non-Trumper. Now, Susie Wiles, as I talked about with our friend Susie during the segment of Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated, she is someone who many Democrats, when there were a lot of picks, a lot of cabinet picks, where they said, okay, that's a good sign. We can work with her. And that she slowed down at least some of his nonsense, or maybe you don't look at it as nonsense. I do. You know where I stand. During the campaign, and that she's going to try to bring a semblance of order and reasonableness and concentrating maybe more on policy as opposed to the Twitter fights. I need to see it, Dave, to believe it. But people believe she had that effect during the campaign. Another one. I'm afraid that we will lose our democracy. I'm worried that basic respect and decency will be a thing of the past. I appreciate you, Chad. I really appreciate you saying that. And we're not going to lose our democracy. It's going to be tested in some ways. But at no point have I ever compared Donald Trump to Hitler. That's nonsense. I've never bought into the Nazi talk. I've never bought into that he's a fascist. I don't think he's equipped for the job. I wouldn't vote for him. I think he gets too caught up in what benefits him and the revenge tour. And his character is not even close to what I want out of a president. But I don't believe we're going to lose our democracy. I don't. Dave, I think we have too many guardrails. I think the Supreme Court and the immunity ruling was absurd for any president. Anyone. Donald Trump, Joe Biden. Joe Biden today, let's say it again because I said it multiple times during the first hour. He made a giant mistake today, in my opinion, when he's pardoning five family members. He's living up to the hype of the Biden crime family when he tells us over and over and over again they did nothing wrong, and then he's pardoning brothers, a sister, and two spouses. So I'm not lamenting the loss of Joe Biden in any way. I think he was a major disappointment as a president, mainly because he wasn't equipped for the job. Donald Trump is going to challenge democracy. I think that in some ways, Donald Trump, compared to Cash Patel and RFK Jr., to name two, might be the moderating voice. Because Cash Patel, even recently, has talked about the revenge tour. RFK Jr. and some of his vaccine talk, I literally couldn't disagree more on his autism comments and some of the other comments. Do you, when millions and millions echo this texture, Dave, believe our democracy is in jeopardy because of Donald Trump, you say what?
I don't buy that. I do agree that there's, you know, parts of our society that are, I don't know if in jeopardy is the right word, but things that you love might be in jeopardy. Certain freedoms we have might be in jeopardy, or things we take for granted. But our actual democracy, the functioning of this country, the functioning of this government to continue past another 4 years, no, I think we're fine.
There is plenty of reporting. We both saw a Wall Street Journal story. The prices are going up now. I thought they were going to go down first day.
Well, the story came out yesterday.
Yeah, but Donald told us prices.
That was still the Biden economy.
We're going to go down right away. Now in a couple of interviews, he says it's going to be a lot harder. Well, no bleeping kidding. I mean, that's where the BS was incredible, right? Because for us, if you're seeing the prices go up, you have a right to be angry. But then if a guy tells you all along that on day one the prices are going to go down, and now he's telling the truth, that's more complicated, and now the prices are going up, that's the reality.
I'm just hearing from my sources right
yes.
now.
Yes, what are you hearing?
Lunds and Byerly's eggs are 38 cents a dozen.
I'm going to get
it's
some.
Amazing.
John has called in. John, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey, I just want to start by saying that I'm an independent, okay? I never vote. I don't think any party has all the answers, and I don't think there any party is always wrong. But when Trump ended his first term, I was way worse off than when it began. And when Biden ended this term, I'm way better off than when it began.
John, we lost your phone.
He has no desire.
Go ahead, John.
He has no desire. Trump is not a public servant. He has no desire to be one. And he proved that he is incapable of handling a crisis, which COVID cost him his first term. So I'm concerned about him. There will be crises. I don't think Trump is equipped to handle it. And now he's surrounded by a bunch of yes men that won't tell him what he needs to hear when there is a crisis. That's
thank you, John. Concern. Appreciate the call. I think we have to factor in that when Trump was leaving, the economy had stopped.
Yes,
it has stopped. And Joe Biden or any president, could have been Dave Harrigan, the economy was going to come back. And so you were going to get 10 to 12 million jobs almost no matter what. Now, then you debate, did Biden do enough? Did he do too much? And again, I've made this point a lot lately. Inflation better in this country than most Western nations in coming down. But if it, you know, when you're buying stuff, you don't care about Belgium and Luxembourg. So Trump did a remarkable job in hammering home the inflation, which we were facing, and pointing out that he was going to solve it. Let's see if he lives up to that. Now, some of it he's going to benefit from time. But the crisis one is another important one. Donald Trump would have been president right away without the pandemic. But he was dismissive of it, at least publicly, with some of the nonsense he offered up. All right, let's get to a bunch of your texts, include Jason. Once again, we're talking about what makes you most optimistic about the next 4 years and what makes you most pessimistic, as the as is the tradition, in this case, Donald Trump getting receiving a number of toasts from the congressional luncheon. Couple more texts. Pessimistic about Trump because of his cabinet choices. Another person worried about cognitive decline. This texter says, I have no worries. My hope is the economy can improve, largely due to inflation, the cost of gas and groceries. As John Stewart stated, I'm paraphrasing, we had an old, insecure, senile middle school student running a very complicated system in a very powerful position. Optimistic that Trump made a lot of promises on the campaign trail. And some folks defending Joe Biden and pardoning the family. What about that part, Jason?
Oh, the pardoning. I mean, the last 2 weeks of the Biden administration, I think, well, the last year has really sullied what could have been like a pretty good track record of accomplishment. Bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Mm-hmm. CHIPS Act.
Some good stuff.
Getting us through some tough parts of the economy.
Just looks very... I mean, it reinforces what many of us hate about politics in general, which mm-hmm. is, you know, looking out for number one. You're yep. looking out for yourself.
And another lengthy story over the weekend, this one in the New York Times, about how they were protecting him for so long and how politicians were just lying to us. Democrats were lying about 100% of the time when they were saying he's fine.
Yeah.
And they knew for years that he was not. Where do you stand on Melania's hat?
I like the hat. You know, I like a weird fashion statement.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be boring.
Yep.
You know, Melania, remember like when she did the Christmas trees that mm-hmm. like were in black or something and everybody
went,
sort of lost their mind?
How about when she went to the border and she had the message?
Had the message.
The coat.
I don't know. Welcome. That's some of the. That's what I'm optimistic about. Some fun nonsense.
Remember when you told us a couple weeks ago and I asked you, are you going to do a birthday party at all? And you said no.
Yeah.
I think you've already had two, and we're not even close to your birthday yet.
Well, I just had a dinner. It was
labeled as a birthday dinner.
Birthday dinner, yeah.
On two, Instagram.
Three couples, we yeah. went to dinner.
Another party tomorrow.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, one. And yeah, then a party on your actual birthday.
No plans for my birthday. How about that?
Hit the buzzer.
Is there
hit the buzzer on that one.
You're throwing a surprise?
Keep waiting.